All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another podcast of Igayutut with myself, Diane McGachran, and
Esther Green.
Yeah, and my Yupik name is Alak, which was given to me by Miss Esther Green and Katie Roll, which I've always appreciated. So today we're going to talk about something that happened on the tundra and some of the lessons that we both got out of that experience you had on the tundra about a month ago. So we're going to start with a story, and then we're going to weave in the meaning we took out of that story, which was really interesting. So you want to start with how you wanted to go berry picking one day?
One day, because I'm a berry picker.
You are a berry picker.
Yes. Part of the way I live, my way of life.
Yeah. which berries were ready that when we went? It was the blackberries, right?
Blackberries.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. We're going out for blackberries.
Not very much red berries.
Not at that time. I didn't
notice.
There
was hardly any blueberries I saw, too.
Right, right.
Yeah, I didn't pick, but I heard because I asked.
Oh, yeah, ask around. And what was it you were hoping for by getting to go out on the tundra?
To feel connected to the universe.
Oh, yeah, wow.
The earth.
Yeah.
The sky. The wind. Whatever that wind wants or the weather was doing that day.
Yes. And also it was a time with everyone's going out berry picking and you just wanted to be on that too, right? Like to feel like you were part of what you've been doing all your life, right? Yeah, that was really fun. And I thought, okay, good. We're going to go out there. And like you know I do, I drive all over the place to look for berries that are close enough to the road that I can park and help you get on the tundra. And I think we found a spot, didn't we?
Yes.
Yes.
We did.
Now, so we got to the spot and I helped you get up because you like to kind of hold onto my arm just when the ground is not very steady. Found some blackberries. You had your bucket. You had your picker. And just tell me what happened. Share what happened when we got there and you got set up and you're getting ready to start pick. What's happening to you in that?
I realized that at that moment it was windy. And I discovered then lakes are everything to you when you have to stand straight and bend down and berry picking.
Yep.
But at that time, the wind was really rough.
Yeah, it was a high wind. Yep.
And I had that taller bucket, thinking that when I come to lots of berries with my berry picker, I could sit on my tall bucket and just pick at the but it was impossible.
No, that didn't work out so
too windy.
And then what was happening physically to you at the same time?
My legs were couldn't find the big wind.
Fight the wind.
My legs were really weak.
Yeah, and that probably in about 15 minutes.
Yes.
Once you started feeling that you weren't going to be able to go against the wind, your legs were, especially the leg that you had hurt last year, was causing you pain. What were your first feelings that you had?
I was frustrated. Angry.
I know. I can see it on your face right now.
disappointed.
Oh, my gosh. I know.
I want to be well right there, 100%. Before, when I was able,
yeah,
I used to pick against rain, wind, whatever.
I know. And you could do it for hours and hours.
Mm.
Yeah. Pick like a gallon of berries.
And right there I found I can't.
Yeah.
And a few times I've tried when it's calm and sunny.
Mm-hmm.
Still, the muscles in my legs, what happened to them?
they just disappeared. So I saw that, and you called me and said, I can't do this. I'm going to have to go back to the car, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And I could feel it. And I thought, okay, I'm going to help you back to your car, back to our car. But yeah, I thought, oh, she's going to be unhappy for the rest of the day. I mean, that's what I was thinking, because you were really expressing how bummed out you were. And so we got back to the car. You're sitting there. You kind of had that look on. But then something in you just shifted, and within a few minutes, you made a really interesting comment.
It was okay when I got to the car.
Mm-hmm.
I got a touch and that was good enough.
A touch of the tundra?
Yes.
Yeah, that's really, and I saw that when you said that, your body relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, wow, she really shifted quickly. And
right at that moment, when I got in the car, the wind wasn't pushing me.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice and warm in the car, made me comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of me giving myself out to the wind, so I can get mad and
I know.
Get mad at the wind and not being able to have good legs and
pick. Oh. Yeah. I think what I liked about that moment was you didn't get in the car and keep fighting the wind.
Mm-mm.
Like if there was no wind, you were ready to shift and be relaxed.
Yes.
And I think that is something that we all can learn a lot from, because sometimes we hang on.
Yeah.
Like I worried that we were going to spend the rest of the afternoon and you were just going to be kind of grumpy. And I prepared myself. I was ready for it. But I thought, oh no, she's going to be upset the whole day. But you weren't. Like within a few minutes, you said, I remember you saying, okay, I got the touch, the connection I needed. And can you share a little bit about that feeling of connection and this just even for that 15 minutes that you were out there?
I'll share about in those 15 minutes, I got a feeling of connection already done.
Nice.
And so next was,
what's it like to have that feeling, that just that moment of you, the tundra, the universe, you're all together?
Mm-hmm.
What is that like?
When I was facing and ready to go into fighting business. I was, when I got into the car, I felt relaxed. Soft. And I appreciated it. I was thankful.
Oh my gosh.
I'm away from the nature that's trying to be rough on
me. Oh, the wind, yeah. Wow, I think that's really amazing, because sometimes we have a hard time getting in touch with that softer more accepting. Mm-hmm. And we just hold on to the fight of it or hold on to the hard emotion longer than we have to. So it was kind of like...
Yes. Whether it was 15 minutes or 5 hours, it was the same.
I love that. Mm. So that moment in time was all there was. It
yes.
was everything.
Yes.
And whether it was 5 hours or the 15 minutes, you were in touch.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Esther Green, I really enjoy that. So let's look at, like, because you and I talked about this a lot afterwards, and so we kind of pulled out some more meaning that we felt in that story that, you know, we...
Yeah. You know, even at your lowest, you can be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just like prayer. As I want to walk around on the tundra, I felt things dropping away from me.
Yeah, what was that? What do you think was you were let? What do you think was dropping away?
My grudge.
Oh.
My grudge. My feeling mad. Why waste my time?
In that mindset.
Yeah.
That negative mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
When I realize I need to switch my mind so that I won't feel horrible the rest of the hours, the minutes.
I know, and I am so glad for that. Because I was going to have to be in the car with you, but that's okay. And the other thing that we talked about was how that little connection to the tundra, that little moment where it all came together.
And when we open the world around us,
mm-hmm.
like open our mind, mm-hmm. open ourselves, like being hungry for something to appreciate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like...
It helps our brain, and there's so much to be open to and explore in life.
I know. Wow. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The other thing I liked about the idea here that we're talking about is that moment in time where you stepped onto the tundra, you felt it, you felt that connection and that really good feeling, I think, and your mind was clear until your legs started talking mm-hmm. to you. But before that, you got it. You got the touch. And how can we carry that in our life no matter where we go? Whether we go to AC, go to the tundra, hang out down by the river, go to our office at work. How can we learn to get closer to that feeling and carry it everywhere?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that?
Wow. It has to be it up here.
In your mind?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know why sometimes I get just like that? Because for so many years, I've practiced and trained my mind. Sometimes I let it control me.
I know. I've been there. Well, I do that too.
Yeah.
But that training of your mind, how do you think, can you say more about that?
Training.
What kind of practices, how do you practice that?
The minute you get stuck in the negative part, mm-hmm. On the other hand, on the other side, there's reliefs.
Oh, uh-huh.
Positive thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll automatically do that without you even thinking of it.
Mm-hmm.
When you're used to it.
Mm-hmm.
When you're used to doing it. Automatically. And that's a work of the universe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I like how you put, you have to work with your mind, you have to practice.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all carry all these different ways of understanding ourselves and our minds and what we do with it. And I like something you said about when your mind is more open.
Yes. I could be ready for the universe to massage me, my being.
That is so cool.
Mm.
Just that sense of the universe massaging your being and feeling that kind of connection to something so awe-inspiring, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. the universe. Before we go on, is there any of this or the story that you want to say in Yukden? Well, you don't have to. We can just keep going. Or do you want to or no? No? Okay,
no.
Yeah. Okay, so thinking more about, for one thing, I think it's really cool that we got a lot out of that story.
Yeah.
And we even got some more things, too, like how can you say about how you were kind of tempted to go deeper into your frustration and anger?
I was, at that minute, when I was sitting and wanting to pick
mm-hmm.
and seeing bears over there, black bears over there.
Yeah.
I wish I could just walk over there with no problem,
mm-hmm.
with good legs. Why do I have, you know, all of this negative stuff?
I know.
But I think of what our elders always say, things don't stay the same.
You know what? That right there is so true.
Yes.
Everything, like, even you're a different person today than yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
On some level on your body, mm-hmm. me too. We're all, change is happening all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing ever stays in one place.
Mm-hmm.
The river moves, the plants grow, the animals do their thing, you know. The earth is always moving.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a really powerful understanding to help get you out of the trap
mm-hmm.
of just being totally negative and thinking, well, this is it. It's always going to be bad like this. But,
you know, another thing is when you're fish cutter at fish camp,
mm-hmm.
maybe you have lots of fish to cut and you're alone. Try not to get frustrated. You're going to cut alone and you're going to be really tired afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Just think, I'm so glad I know how to handle fish.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have to be stuck on, I'm going to be alone cutting fish. I'm going to be tired. why isn't anyone helping me? You know, those.
I know. That? Yeah. You sound pretty realistic right there.
Yeah. And you could think, oh, I'm so glad I know how to handle this.
I know. That is a wonderful way to look at it. Mm-hmm. And also just being glad you have fish. There they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a way. Is that an example of how you practice shifting your mind?
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad for my mom. She had taught me all those things so that when I'm alone, all I could think of is the fish came for me to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know how to handle them.
Yeah.
Wonderful part is to think of, I know how to do it.
Yeah. I think that's a really beautiful way to practice with our minds.
Mm-hmm.
And it works.
It works.
As you practice, and then I like how we were talking about how the tundra and nature is always fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's our minds that get upset. And it's the way our minds work.
Our mind always try ways to test us. I mean, the nature does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Test us. I wonder, if I put the negative feelings inside, I wonder how she'd react to them.
Yeah.
They, 'cause they speak their own language.
The negative?
Yeah.
It's like it gets a mind of it. It's like it gets a life of its own.
Mm-hmm.
And then we feel, then it's easy to feel like we have no control. We can't do anything. Mm-hmm. This is our negativity. It covers us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like the idea that it's not permanent like that. We can practice.
Yeah.
And I like how you decided when you got into the car to just shake it off.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And when you made that shift in your mind, how did you feel? Like, more comfortable?
More comfortable. And I thought of people around me. they're not going to feel bad because I'm feeling ugly.
Oh, okay. Well, see? So you take it to another level,
mm-hmm.
where handling it was also a way of being able to be better with other people.
Yes.
Because you don't want it to leak out and get onto them. And see, I like that too. So it's not just about you in your mind, it's you and the world around you.
Yes, yes.
That your mind is, that you're working on your mind.
Yes.
That's really cool too. Mm-hmm. I like that. So then you could look, once you made that shift, then when you thought of yourself just on that 15 minutes of tundra, was it a good feeling then?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because you got it. That's neat. Okay, so the last things is this other idea, and you had told me this before, that something that really lit you up was realizing this one.
Mm. You know, something in me lit up, realizing that the connection I wanted with the tundra, I already had and always will. It's not only me.
Yeah.
It's every human being.
Right.
Just like animals. Mm-hmm. They own the land, the plants. The things are always there for them.
Yeah.
Just as much as they're there for every human being.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's, I like that idea that we care, that that really nice feeling of connection to the earth with the tundra, the universe massaging you, your being. I like the idea that that's inside of us all the time.
Yes.
But we cover it over with lots of stuff.
Yes.
And I think, like, when you got in the car, you were able to get in touch with it quick. Because you've been, like you say, you've been training your mind to shift. And then you could have that feeling, that connection.
Also, for me to think, I got to say, these things, I have to hear them coming out of my own mouth so that they make sense, instead of let them speak all by themselves in there and not let anyone hear. And it's also so good if you believe in it, because it's a releaser.
Wow. So true. Yeah, that's deep.
This chapter is deep.
We just did a simple story about going berry picking, and look what we ended up with. So I think one last thing is this idea of acceptance. And not only do we have to accept that everything changes, but in that moment on the tundra when your legs were giving out, you had to accept that.
Yeah.
Even though it's hard to accept that, right?
I had to call on you.
Yeah.
So I can finish thinking in the car.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. But it was, you had to accept that you weren't going to be able to stay out there for a few hours.
No.
And that was really powerful when you did accept and got back in the car. It allowed you, it freed you to really appreciate the touch, the moment you had.
Only limited, only just for little tiny bit. When I'm on the tundra, usually I pick until my bucket is full.
Yeah.
Before, I couldn't do it this year.
I know. I know.
So that one, I got to switch it. My mind switched it.
Yeah.
Next year, when that time comes, I'll have longer hours, longer period to stay on the tundra with stronger legs.
Right, because you're because you're recovering. You know, and maybe we'll find a way for you to be on the tundra in a more easy way, without big winds.
Yes.
And just where you can relax and just be there and enjoy it. That would be nice.
Yes.
Kind of like when we're driving around, we like to go different places and then just look out over on the tundra. When we go down to the river and just check it, go look at Hanger Lake, like that. Yeah. So I think that's what we learned from that 15 minutes on the tundra, Esther. Thank you so much for sharing about that.
Yes.
And the importance of, we have to be in charge of our minds and not have our minds be in charge of us. That's a tough one. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening, and we hope that you got a little something out of this week's Ikayutat.
Yeah.